Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh, so very loved, and incredibly sexy people. Okay, we've got a special show for you today. Every once in a while, I am called to do a special private with someone over the air that the entire collective consciousness is going to benefit by. And Miss Shirley has agreed to do this with me today. She doesn't know this. Before I got on the call with her, I asked her what subjects were going to cover absolutely everything that she needs to talk about. Interestingly enough, it was money and overwhelm. Those are the key-ins. Now, it may not be about money and overwhelm, but those are the key-ins to what we want to talk about. Please know that anything you hear on this call is yours, because one of the intentions is not only to serve Shirley, but it is to serve the collective consciousness, which all of you, of course, are a part of. All right, so Miss Shirley, are you there?
Hey, Dee. Yeah, how are you?
Well, I'm good, and thank you so very much again for agreeing to do this.
Oh, Dee, it's always my pleasure, really. I always wanted to call in, but since I live so far away and the time difference, I'm so happy to be on the call. Finally.
Well, good. Well,
be with the community.
See, isn't it amazing how the universe works it out?
Yeah,
you know? For everybody, if we just
Absolutely.
Get out of our own way, Shirley.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm calling you, Dee, because I need to know how to get out of my own way.
Okay. What do you think about what I said, that when I asked the channel, they said money and overwhelm?
It was right on the money. It was.
Okay, good.
And I just saw your webinar message for overwhelm. And I looked also back at our notes a year ago, the last time that we had a session, and that was what had come up.
Oh, get
that
out, really?
Yeah, that I was in my, because it was all my health issues and the things that came up on my knee, was that my leg, my femur that had the tumor, was actually overwhelmed by too much sorrow that I was holding.
Wow, I get a yes on that.
And I was just running on empty. So, you know, since our last session, I've been working on being more joyful, being more in my heart. There are days where I'm in, there are days where I'm out. But I religiously listen to you. Thanks to iTunes, I just download you. You're all over my phone. You're all over my iPad.
You just can't get away from me, Charlie.
I love it, and I love it. And you're in my voice in the morning before I go to work on my commute, and it's fabulous. It's fabulous because it sets, you know, gets me going. It really, you know, kind of just clears my mind and helps me focus, because I think that's a very major point in all this.
Well, absolutely. We all, and we know that from the red dot exercise, when we can keep our focus and be the focus of love on whatever we want to create, it happens. So I want to start by us coming together, everybody on the call, and claiming I am the highest information and knowledge from the world of all and unlimited possibilities with the highest understanding possible. It is my commitment to serve myself, others, the world, the universe, and the atmosphere in this way, and so it is, baby cakes. Okay, so I want to know what's going on with your leg and the tumor.
Well, they removed practically everything, but there were some cells that had lingered, and I knew that, but I also knew that in my mind, I'm over with this. So everything was fine, doing well, but the last couple of months, I've been getting pain, that same type of pain. Had an MRI, they saw it, and it's like this triangular area, and I've just been trying to pour love into it. So the doctor doesn't want to do anything with it, which is, I don't want to do anything with it either. But I want to pour all love into my leg, and obviously my leg is telling me something, meaning that there's more work for me to do. I'm obviously, I've gotten a big major part, chunk, taken care of, but there's still, the final crux. I haven't really.
And I get that it is the final crux. That's, I'm not a doctor, but energetically.
Right.
And we're going to overwhelm again. So if I asked you what the one thing is that you were overwhelmed about right now, it would be what?
I think it's time and money.
Okay.
What it is I working half time, slowly getting back into the work field. I've got a great job where I'm calm and serene, and I created that, and that's what I was looking for, and I got that.
Yeah.
But then I have free time, and I seem to be filling that up, and I'm getting myself, overbooked and just swamped. And I don't want that, but part of me says, well, if you want to create, you got to get moving, and you got to start, doing something and taking action.
Yeah, and that's...
So.
That is a really big misunderstanding of overwhelm, is that the creation process itself, is that we have to do more when sometimes doing less creates more.
Right.
So let me speak to that a minute, because they also stopped me when you said, and... there's nothing else for me to do around my leg. And they said, no, what there is to do is create health.
Right.
So what you're doing with focusing your love and sending your love is literally creating health. That's also what's going to create getting more done, everybody. Remember, through the channel, love creates everything and heals everything. So, what are you filling up your time with? Are you filling up your time because you think your time should be filled up? Because that's what I'm getting.
Yes, I see myself falling back into my old patterns, and that means, since I'm a nurse, helping just about everybody. And I knew that through my healing, 3 years of healing, I knew that I had to really, really, really focus on myself. The intention had to be me first and everybody else. And I seem to start falling a little bit back into the old pattern.
Yes,
and I'm aware of it. I'm aware of it, but I'm getting antsy and mad, a little bit mad at myself, because I'm getting off the path of what I was on, which was focus on me, sending love and doing things from a love point.
Mm-hmm.
and
you've got to bring yourself
serene.
Back Shirley,
right?
Yourself back, and you've got to learn it's like once you learn the timetables, you've got them. I don't know why they're showing me timetables, but 2 + 2 = 4, or 2 × 2 = okay. So once you know the principles, then you live the principles. You don't say, well, 2 + 2 = 6 now. I'm going to change the rules, right? And you don't say, okay, I can give up myself again and still get health and balance and happiness. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the first thing. That's also taking you into overwhelm, but the overwhelm is because you're not staying in your knowing.
Right.
You're not staying in your knowing of the creation process that's you.
I feel
now,
like I'm just, you know,
yeah, go ahead.
Not, I know, I'm just doing, I'm always trying to claim clarity and understanding and knowledge and knowing. And it's,
yes,
know,
but did
I'm,
you hear your word, Shirley? I'm always trying to.
Yeah, I'm always staying in the state of trying, yes.
Okay. Well, but yes. Trying means you never get there, sweetheart.
Yeah.
You know, you can't pick up a chair and try to pick up a chair at the same time. Can you?
No.
You either pick it up or you don't pick it up.
No.
Okay. You either walk the talk consistently of the creation process or you don't. And the more consistently you walk it and the more fun you have consistently walking it, the more you create what you want. So that's the first thing, is you've got to get back to what you know, because you do know it. But to know and not to do,
is not yet
to know. So if you really, really want to know that you're the creator, I would get back to doing what you know. Now, they're also showing me Abraham Hicks and the CD that I have here.
Getting into the
vortex? It's a CD of Abraham Hicks meditations that come in their book, The Vortex. Getting into the Vortex.
I have it.
And well, that's why they're showing it to me, because there's some really good meditations on there that you should be doing.
Okay.
And they're accentuating the breath.
Right.
These exercises make you breathe. My exercise that I give you makes you breathe into the power of what you're saying you want to create. So you're not utilizing your breath of life as much as you need to.
True.
Okay.
True. I notice that when I'm intense, I'm holding my breath. That's how my tension, it expresses itself, by holding my breath.
And that's going to create more overwhelm.
Right.
And what you do is, when you go into overwhelm, then you utilize time doing nothing that could be time opened up that would take you out of overwhelm. So it's kind of a round robin, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? And which comes first is that you stay in your conscious creation, you breathe, you do the exercises and the things that help you keep focused in that. They're also saying you've gotten away from directing your day.
Yes, I do feel it. I do feel it. From the minute I put my foot down and I know I should be, waking up, meditating, either saying a prayer or just simply, thanking God, for my day.
None of that is really directing your day. So what do I mean I say you need to direct your day in the morning? Before your feet hit the floor, what do you need to do?
I need to claim that I am divine love.
Yes, and in this day, everything I do has to serve the love for me, which means when I start to go into overwhelm, I breathe instead. When I start to say, yes, I'll do that, already feeling like I'm in
overload.
Time challenge, and overload, you go, no, I just can't. I would love to do that for you, but I can't do it right now. And I support you in finding somebody else that can. this is, you direct your day. I am perfect health today. I am supporting myself in love in every way today. I am in balance today. Everything that goes back into my cells, my organs, my glands, matches joy and fun and love and balance and unconditional love. You see, that is directing your day.
Yeah.
Okay. I am ease and effortless and joyfulness in this day. And everything has to match this because this is my clear direction.
Yeah.
And decision and choice. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
I see that clearly, yeah.
So there's a lot of things, Shirley, that you've learned, and you had a lot of success moving forward because you did them, and then as soon as you started feeling some opening up, right?
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of us do. We go, oh, wow, it's working. Well, I can relax now. But
yeah.
You have to, it's a way of life. You have to live the talk. You have to live consciously 24/7. You don't do it just while you're trying to create something and save your ass, right?
Right, exactly. No, you're right. Because it was intense during my healing period, and now I'm feeling better and I'm back to the work field and I'm slipping back into, old habits. So, yeah.
Okay. So they're right about absolutely everything, and they want to remind you that you are the power, love, joy, and the choice, and to keep your heart open to yourself. That's interesting. I've never been given it that way before. I keep my heart open to myself.
Yes, because I easily... It's been a challenge to keep my heart open because I've been protecting it. That's how I kind of shut down to protect it, and it's not doesn't really work.
We know we can't create with a closed heart.
No, absolutely not. Nothing can flow from that. So
I say that over and over and over again that. Whenever you're hurt, and certainly being, challenged with cancer or the fear of cancer, we get hurt. And we go, oh, my God, I've got to get through this. I'll close my heart and power through. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the way you're going to create your health and your joy. You got to keep that heart open. So
and
it's
definitely
interesting
for myself.
There.
I'll keep it open. Definitely for myself because I'll do it for others, But for myself, that's the major thing. I have to do it for myself.
Well, and that's where all your healing comes from, honey, and your creation. So they want to go to money now because all of this is going to be tied together. So talk to me about money. What's going on with money? Well, the breath said it all. Go ahead.
I've been always lucky in my life, but I've always been really just living on survival mode, like just having enough, to get by, but not enough to flourish and just to, I don't want to be afraid. I want to flourish, with my finances.
Okay, but what they're saying, Shirley, is your definition of flourishing is having just enough. And I'm going right to your mom. What does your mom have to do with this?
She worked herself literally sick. She worked two jobs.
Gosh, did you live in my house?
Yeah, and she passed away in her job. And I was 17. And so I'm a very strong-willed person, and I have a very good, strong work ethic. I can work myself to death.
And
I can do a lot. And
so if I said that to you right now, if I said to you, Shirley, you're literally starting the cycle of working yourself to death, do you want in 5 years to be your mother, what would you say?
Absolutely not, because I have
okay,
my little
so
boy.
Okay, so what do you want, Shirley?
I want to work in joy, easiness, abundance,
so
and I
want to
know
say,
my,
yeah, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just supposed to say I want to know where I should be. I want to know my place. I want to know.
Okay, first of all, your place is any place you want it to be. Again, oh gosh, this is the biggest thing that holds us back. There is nothing you're here to do but learn to work with energy and be happy. That's it. So, you know, the little grandma on the block that bakes cookies for all the kids and they all stop and say hi to her to get a cookie is doing as much for the world as Mother Teresa did.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about what you do. It's about the essence of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just look at this. If your definition of flourishing is having just enough, and the model that you looked at as you were growing up is a mom who worked herself to death, literally, what do you think you're doing right now to create money?
It's been about the same, meaning since I'm part-time, I'm looking for more work. So I'm putting more responsibilities, more things on my shoulders.
And you're telling yourself that you have to get more work for the money, right?
Right.
But they're telling me that you have to get more work because you have a belief that you have to work yourself to death to get it.
Oh, dear.
Well, yeah. So that's what we call a paradox. You're never going to get what you want until you bring yourself in harmony with the ease and the effortlessness and the joy of money.
Joy. Yeah.
You bet. Money is like, well, let me just address relationships here for a minute. Because your relationship with money is what creates what money you have. So let's just talk about the relationship with a divine right other person. We want them to honor us. We want them to respect us. We want them to spend time with us. We want to have fun with them. We want to feel excited and passionate about them, and we want them to feel that about us. We want to feel like we can communicate anything with them, and they with us.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, in every way, there is an equal, honoring, joyful, respectful relationship. So I'm asking everybody out there, is that the relationship you have with money? Do you honor it? Do you know that it honors you? Do you respect it? Do you know it respects you? Which, by the way, they're taking me to an aside that you spend more than you kind of make. And, again, you're doing this because you have to work yourself to death.
Right.
So you keep yourself. You're actually doing things. This is what they want you to understand. You're
mm-hmm.
doing things that do not support your self-love around money. As my boyfriend aptly points out to me all the time, honey, you don't have to work to make money. Right? You don't have to work
right.
to make money. You can make money in the stock market. You can win money. You can allow money to be tithed to you. You know? But if you believe, darling, that you have to work yourself to death to make just enough money, then that is the reality of the world that you will create. curious. What was that?
Well, that was my little boy. He seems to, like, wanted to be next to me while I had my call. So he's watching a movie, and I guess he's...
Well, he's also picking up the energy, Shirley.
Yes,
so I actually want to I want to use your little boy. How old is he?
Okay. Oh, he's three years old and 4 months.
Okay. So he's picking up the energy. They're very, very in tune with when the energy shifts.
Right.
When my white shepherd is in a private session and somebody is personally here that I'm doing a private session with, I know when their energy is shifted because she'll get up and walk across the room and lay down and relax.
Wow.
So this is bringing up some stuff for you that is shifting your energy, and it's got a little bit of, whoa, I don't want to really go there. And that's what he's picking up. The energy has shifted from kind of calm and balance to, oh, my God, I do have this belief that I have to work myself to death to get just enough. Oh, my God, I've still got that.
Yeah.
And now they're showing me your leg because, you know, where do we step out to easily create with a struggle? With our legs. Right?
Yeah, walking, doing, you know, and that's, as a nurse, that's what I was. I was on my feet 12 hours a day, you know, in, you know, coronary care unit and just running around. And, yeah, you know,
and
I...
They want you to know, Shirley, that that's not what created the tumor. Being on your
feet
doesn't have anything to do with it.
Being
on your feet so much.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really have anything to do with.
I think really it was my. I carried a lot of sorrow, a lot of guilt, a lot of genetic stuff from family.
Struggle.
Struggle
is the biggest word.
Yeah. Well, yeah, my family's originally from Haiti, and they did struggle to get to New York, and struggled to, you know, and my mother struggled to keep our beautiful home in Long Island. I would have preferred a smaller home and have her around for much longer. But,
okay, I want you to just listen to your words because that's what your little boy wants too.
Yeah, because I'm in the process. I want to get a bigger place for him because I think he should have, right now he doesn't have exactly his own room, and I'd like to get a bigger place for him, but I guess he wants mommy.
Well, it's fine if you can create that in a balanced way, but
right,
it's not fine if you become your mom and work yourself to death in order to give him a room. He'd much rather have the time and the balance and the happiness with you. You know, and they're showing me that movie that Robin Williams did about being in the camps, the Nazi camps, and he kept his little boy thinking that it was just a big game, but they were playing hide and seek.
Yes.
Yes.
So, absolutely wonderful, yeah.
You see, the little boy only believed the truth of what his father told him and experienced something that could have been horrifically frightening for a child as something joyful. Because he was taking the energetic cue from his father. And that's what our kids do. So, you know, basically all a kid really needs is a lot of love and respect and honor.
Yeah.
And then they get along pretty well. So they keep wanting me to bring this back to you, Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
It's really all about you and you shifting your energy. So I want to know what you need financially to have more than enough in an easy, simple, creative way.
That's a hard question.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for you to put that together, isn't it?
Yeah. I think I know I've had periods of where money just comes in, flourishes in, and I need to have more fun. I need to have more fun.
Yeah.
In anything that I'm doing, I have to have fun.
Yes, and the belief that I have to work myself to death to have just enough doesn't allow for a lot of fun there, baby.
No, it does. No. And I don't want to work myself to death. Absolutely not. I've done so many things in my life already because I know that life has so much to offer. So, no, I'm not. I was slipping into that again because I figured I had this little boy and I figured I needed to give him, you know, things that I thought he should have. And absolutely the most important thing is parents. If he's, you know, definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then the other things will show up.
Oh, yeah.
It's a true statement that you haven't asked for those things. Surely, because, again, I have to work myself to death in order to get them, so why should I even ask for them? Well,
you
got to ask, which means claim or demand.
Right.
You know? So I am creating these things for my son. I am. I'm putting in my claim on that.
Okay.
I'm choosing to serve my son through love by creating these things, and I serve myself first by knowing that I create them easily and effortlessly with a lot of fun and joy. So, universe, come and partner with me in that claim that I have just created now. Open up ideas, show me different ways to make money that are in a balanced way. So, again, I want to ask you, how much do you need every month to just get by? What do you need every month for your bills, Shirley?
every month. Well, with my husband, I'm married, so and we were just in our finances, as Susie Orman would suggest us to do. And so we put everything out on the table, but to, you know, we have enough to pay all our bills and everything like that. But the pluses, you know, buying clothes, you know, little things that come.
Okay, you see how he's responding to what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Because the energy goes out of balance when you start talking that. So I hear what you're saying. I want a number. How much do you have every month to pay your bills?
I need around
Around what?
Right, 5,000 euros.
Which is, in dollars,
it's
how
like
much? 5,
000, yeah, like $6,000 a month. It's
just to pay all your bills?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see, are you getting in touch with the fact that you don't really know?
I do know, but the thing is, I thought you were asking me if I wanted more, because the number I have. It comes to $4,443.30.
Okay.
I have the number. But then I thought you were asking, you know, like a larger figure, you know.
No, I wanted you to get in touch with how much you have to make to pay your bills. Why I'm walking everybody through this is because this is what I've walked through the last year with my new CPA. And I realized, like a hammer to my head, that the reason I was in so much fear was I didn't know. I was so out of touch, I just really didn't know. Okay, so that's how much you have to have just for your bills. And how much difference is there in what you bring in, Shirley?
When it's after, after that, there's about a thousand that is left.
So you have $1,000 left?
Right.
After you pay all your bills?
Right.
Okay. I want you to focus on the fact that you have more than enough. What does it feel like to allow yourself to know that you have more than enough? Go into your heart center and go to your love place. What does it feel like to know I always have more than enough? Do you see how your mind wants to fight that?
If I'm really there, it's soothing. It's relaxing. It's comforting to know that I'll be all right. You know.
And in this moment of now, you have more than enough. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So, I want you to get clear that you have been saying, I have to get another job because I don't have enough.
Right.
But that's not the reality, is it? The reality is in this moment right now, you do have enough. And so what you want to start asking for is the amount of money that will allow you to live in the state of freedom all the time.
Right.
Now, you can do that right now in this moment, Shirley. So go down to your heart and feel that soothing, comforting, knowing place where you have more than enough. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. That's what's going to create even more. Not the, oh my God, I don't have enough, I've got to go get another job and kill myself. That's not going to create you having more, because you will not have the balance and the joy that creates more. So what that looks like is I go out and I get a second job and I'm so crazed and out of balance, I've got more money coming in, but then I get sick and I have to pay it in doctor's bills.
Oh, God, yes.
And then I'm back to, oh my God, I don't have enough. Even though I really do have enough to pay my bills. So that's how we play the game with ourselves of repeating patterns.
Yes, okay.
And what is going to get you out of that pattern is to really live in the reality that you have more than enough and how good that feels, and that you want to create even more than enoughness.
Right.
Right? By feeling good. And so how might you be able to do that? You know? But what can you write? Maybe you want to write an ebook of your experience as a nurse. And say, you know, from a nurse's perspective, if you're looking at going into the hospital, these are the things you want to be aware of. I'd buy that book. I'd buy that book in a minute.
Sure.
But then you,
Yeah,
so that's what I mean. They're encouraging you to think out of the box. To just truly think.
Right.
Yeah, okay. And just start playing pretend. What if I wrote a book? What if I started a parenting class about, you know, how to support your children in the hospital when they're there? What if I started a class about you're going into the hospital and this is the way you can really empower yourself while you're there and help yourself heal faster? They're saying you have all that information, and that information would serve everybody else and serve you at the same time. And it would be something joyful that you already know how to do, right? But you have to open yourself to the possibilities, and you couldn't do that while you were still holding the belief, I have to work myself to death just to make enough, and kept living outside of the reality that you already had enough. So let's go back to that relationship really quickly.
Yeah.
You know how much you love your son?
Oh, my God. I mean, he is my greatest creation.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead and finish, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Oh, gee, I listened to you when I heard you say how much, how you created Gabrielle, your daughter, and I didn't think I could have children. And but a friend of mine said, hey, go, try it, doctor, check this out. And one thing led to another, and I was led to another doctor who was just wonderful. And it was a great experience. And I had my little boy at the age of, 47 now. So at the age of 44, I had my little boy. And I love him dearly. So when you say often, go to the heart, your heart space, your heart place, I think of him immediately,
Okay, so
and
do that. Go to your heart place right now.
Yeah.
Everybody, go to your heart place. And just really let that expand and be a beautiful experience for yourself. Just really get into feeling that love. That's what creates money. It's the same energy.
I got it.
Yeah. So all of this survival stuff and working and getting back into those old patterns that don't serve you, Shirley, is also you moving out of the energy that's going to create money. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Now, they want to go back to overwhelm to wrap this up here. So
sure.
Hang on. Sheets, book, give me a song.
I'm every woman, it's all in me.
Okay, I couldn't quite understand the words. Just tell me the words.
I'm every woman, it's all in me. It's one of Chaka Khan's songs.
Okay, one more time. Just give me the words.
I'm every woman, it's all in me.
Okay. Well, that would be what I call a big frickin' affirmation from the channel. Right? You are the feminine energy. That's right.
One moment.
You are the feminine energy along with the masculine powerful energy that creates the child of money and balance and unconditional love and simplicity and joy in the creation of your life, Shirley. You're it. And you know that, but now I want you to walk it.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I...
And I'm saying, asking if there's anything else that crosses every single subject in your life. And the biggest thing that we got to is this belief that you share with your mom, and that's what genetics is, remember, is us coming forward to go, okay, I'll believe in that too.
Right?
This belief that you have to work yourself to death to get just enough. I'm with you. I'm from Kansas. That's very close to the message that I got now. So we're all coming together to claim around everything that we are wanting to create right now. You know, that I'm ease, I'm joy, I'm the balance, I'm the unconditional love, I'm the fun that creates more than enoughness because I'm more than enoughness as the God I am. That's my claim. That's my demand. I am divine love, and so it is. And with that, we're complete. Shirley, wow. Could not have picked a better person to do. This is
going to
serve so many people, baby. Thank you
so
much.
I love you and the community. You guys are just so right on. And we thank you so much for your presence, just your presence. It's been really wonderful. And that's how I found you, through, I was searching, for my healing, and I found you, and it's just been fabulous ever since.
Well, thank you, darling, and remember, let go of your old patterns. You know the
yes.
news. Breathe.
Absolutely.
Direct your day. Keep your heart open.
I also wanted to say to you, if ever you're in Paris and you want to have a, you know, a session in Paris, I mean, you know, what, you know, I just,
a workshop.
I know you fly. Yeah, workshop. Give me a call.
I will definitely give you a call. That's part of my dream to create it this year. So.
Exactly, exactly.
All right, my darling.
All right,
blessings to you.
I love you.
Okay. Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness, guys. I hope you hung in, and I hope you balanced your energy according to all this. That definitely was up for the collective consciousness of which you are a part of. So serve yourself. Serve the collective. We're claiming I am divine love. It's done, and I am creating myself in ease, effortlessness, and joy. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.